I'm Lee Jones. I'm the general manager for Gardenia Flora Citrus, and we got groves scattered all over, all over the state, all the different growing regions. But today we met with the CRDF board, and basically to give them research suggestions from a grower's perspective. We covered a lot of topics today. We looked at bactericides. You know, from a grower's perspective, we need to know, what are the best methods to test the level of bactericide in the tree? What's the best timing of application? Best mix of products to help move it into the tree? Are they compatible? We've had copper issues with using bactericides because we got a lower pH. What is the optimum pH? And on the psyllid control side, where are we at on RNAi? Conventional, chemical control, using potentially a trap crop to trap the psyllids, deter the psyllid with clays, or maybe, sound deterrence. Dimethyl disulfide, could it deter the psyllid, and then maybe put a trap crop around the outside? And then on the citrus genome, we covered different topics like, can we turn off the gene that's causing callus plugging in the plant? What are the studies to figure out why some trees look better than others? And quality trait studies. And the citrus breeding side, looking at the different rootstocks and sounds that are really doing good and why. Tissue propagated tree versus a seed grown tree, because the industry, we need to know, what are these tissue grown trees going to, tissue culture grown trees, how they're going to work in our situation here in Florida long term. I know they've done a lot of work with tissue culture in Spain, but what's it going to look like here in Florida? And the optimum levels of nutrients and growth regulators and the different rootstock and scions, where do we need to be? And also, on the nutrition side, what are the optimum levels? Some of the research coming out now showing that, elevating manganese is really helping. But what is it, in other areas of manganese, elevation hasn't helped. But are there, counterbalances of the different nutrients in the tree? So there's a lot of things that we need to know as growers. And one thing that I really wanted to take home here, too, is that, we need some more field type trials where we can get answers quicker rather than replicated trials over a 5 to 10 year window. Because as a grower, a lot of times we have to go on our gut feeling, and we need some answers quicker than what has happened in the past. So and I think they understand that. So it was a real good meeting.
There are still plenty of things to research, even though CRDF's been around for a lot of years and done over 100 projects.
It seems like the more we dig into this, the more questions we have.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.